Nolte, Rachel Maddow says people who contest elections should go to jail. By John Nolte on November 24, 2020. MSNBC's Rachel Maddow, who undermined a presidency by lying to her stupid viewers for 3 years, now believes people who legally contest elections should go to jail. Maddow's guest was a fellow fascist from the NAACP, who could not have agreed more with Rachel Stalin. Here's a partial transcript from Monday night. I think a lot of people are also worried about what you were describing there. About these tactics, both by the president and by his campaign and by Republicans who support him. That after an election, elections officials are now subject to lobbying. Subject to pressure, subject to enticement or threats in a way that should get them to do whatever their party or the party in power or anybody else who has an effect in terms of influencing them, can get them to do. I want to go back to that not being a norm in our democracy. I'm worried that now that the Trump administration has set this precedent, it will be. And it feels like the only way to stop that becoming the new normal, at least in Republican politics, is for some people to go to jail for it or to feel like they are going to get in trouble if they get caught doing something like that. When Rachel Stalin says, subject to lobbying, subject to pressure, subject to enticement or threats in a way that should get them to do whatever their party or the party in power or anybody else who has an effect in terms of influencing them, can get them to do, she's talking about legally contesting an election, legally demanding recounts and re-canvassing, legally filing lawsuits, legally pressuring people to do what you believe is the right thing. Nothing President Donald Trump has done is illegal. Is anything different from what Al Gore did in 2000, or outside the scope of the Constitution? So after unleashing their domestic terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa upon us, the left now want to put us in prison for the sin of not accepting the results of a presidential election, for legally contesting an election, for legally voicing our concerns about the validity of an election. The Obama administration undermined the Trump presidency by repeatedly breaking the law with illegal leaks, perjury, illegal unmasking, and fraudulent wiretap application to spy on Trump's campaign. But Rachel Stalin and her fellow fascists, like Michigan Democrat Attorney General Dana Nessel, want to criminalize legally contesting and questioning election results. I've watched for 20 years as Democrats and their corporate media allies contested every Republican presidential victory since 2000. Let me explain something to the America impaired. Even if Trump was lying about his belief the 2020 election was rigged, even if his contesting of the election was nothing but a lie, nothing but partisan politics, nothing but a cynical ploy to undermine a potential Biden administration, there is nothing criminal about that. It's called politics, and it is perfectly legal. And it should be perfectly legal. What the Obama administration did was illegal, flat out illegal. Criminal. And Rachel Stalin might want to be careful about criminalizing lies to undermine a presidency, because when it came to undermining Trump with lies, Rachel Stalin was the most brazen and shameless liar in all of media, which is saying a lot in a world where knowledge is still in the air. Something else Rachel Stalin might want to keep in mind is that a top pollster with a proven track record that goes back decades, in other words, not the frauds that run NBC's rigged polls, shows that 47% of Americans believe Democrats stole this election, and that includes nearly a third of Democrats. And let's also not forget how the media narrative has shifted in the 3 weeks since the election. At first, we were told there was no voter fraud. Now we're being told there was not enough fraud to change the results. So even the fake media are admitting there was voter fraud. Wonder what they will be saying in 3 more weeks? Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.